should have been releasing that. Not picking it up to carry it, but releasing it. Every day when you pray, you should have been releasing something. Every morning when you rose up, you should have been releasing something. The load should continuously be getting lighter and lighter. Because our Father sits high and looks low. He knows what we stand in need of. But he said, ask. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. New mercy. New grace. New mercy. New grace. He has blessed you again. He has given you a new grace. He has given you a new mercy. He's given you another day to get it right. He's given you another day to turn things around. He's given you another day to show him that you're willing to walk in his will. Another day that it's not about you. It's about his kingdom. His will be done. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed will be thy name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed will be thy name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed will be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Father God, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in us, Father God. Allow us to open our hearts and our minds, Father God, that your will be done in us and through us. This is the day that you have made, Father God, and we want to rejoice and glorify you. Never our will, Father God, but your will be done. We come to honor you this morning. We come to praise you this morning. We come to worship you this morning. We come to receive your word this morning. Father God, have your way in this place. You said in your own words, Father God, where two or three are gathered, you would be in the midst. We welcome you. Come in. Take control. Settle here. Anything that is not like you, Father God, it must flee. It must leave in the name of Jesus. Have your way in this place. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And that's not just a cliche. I'm glad to be here. I don't know about you guys. I went to a funeral yesterday in Arkansas, and I'm just thankful that God woke me up this morning and I'm able to be here. I'm breathing. I'm in my right mind. I've been able to function and with my limbs and walk in here. I was able to drive here, and I just thank God for his keeping power. This morning in my meditation time, and I was reading this morning about the rest of God, the Sabbath rest that we are commanded to take. You know, it's Sunday and we go home and we cook and we wash clothes and we get ready for the week and we do everything except rest. And God commands us to rest. And I just want to read you some of the information that I got this morning, because it really convicted me. Because I remember doing a teaching on this in Bible study some years ago. And for a while, I was really good about taking my rest on Sundays or whatever day, because it doesn't have to be Sunday. But you are commanded to take a Sabbath rest. So you should have one day that you just devote that time just to God, just to rest in him. Amen. And it says, are you tired? Come to get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. And that's Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Sabbath is the refusal to let one's life be defined by production and consumption and the endless pursuit of a private well-being. And this is the prayer. Lord, I come to you for deep rest today. I spend so much of my life dissatisfied, wanting more stuff, more money, more friends, more applause, more miracles. Today, I put away my attempted heroism and thank you very simply that because I have you, I have everything I will ever truly need. I take a moment now to pray for those who really don't have enough. Is there any particular person in your life today that you know is in crisis somewhere else in the world where God's justice and mercy is disrespectfully needed today? Recommit yourself to be the hands and the feet of Jesus in this coming week. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, anoint me this week to proclaim good news to the poor. Send me out again this week to bind up the brokenhearted, and help me again this week to proclaim freedom to the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. Amen. May this week bring Sabbath rest to my heart, my home. May God's image in me be restored and my imagination in God be restored. May the gravity of material things be lightened and the relativity of time slow down. May I know grace to embrace my own finite smallness in the arm of God's infinite greatness. May God's word feed me and his spirit lead me into the week to come and the life to come. Amen. So think about that. Take some time and just rest like God commanded us, because he'll refill our lives. He'll restore us in him if we just take that time and give it to him. Amen. Would you please stand for prayer if you are able? Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we honor you today, God. We bless you, God, and we thank you, God, for your greatness, God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. We thank you for your loving kindness, God. We thank you, God, that you love us and care enough about us, God, to send us a word, Lord Jesus, that could just change our lives, God. God, I pray right now that every ear, every heart, every eye is open and receptive to your word, God. I pray, God, that we will take it, Lord, through this week, God, and we'll remember, God, that you hold the palm of the world in the palm of your hands, Lord Jesus. God, that you are in charge of our lives, God, if we just lay our lives down for you, God. God, we thank you for every person under the sound of my voice, God, those that are in the building and those that are out the building, God. I pray, God, that you meet each one of us right now, wherever we are, God. God, you know the conditions of our hearts and our minds, God. You know everything that we stand in need of today, God. God, I pray that we will take this time to just rest, God, in you. God, just rest in your presence, God. God, that your Shekinah glory, God, will shine, Lord Jesus. Give us the shalom peace, God, that rest in you, God. Oh, God, we honor you today, God. We just want you to know, God, we love you, God. Oh, God, we love you, God. Sandoroku Shande. God, we love you, God. Oh, God, we honor you today, God. We bless your name, Jesus, God. Because, God, you are high above the heavens, God. Ha Sandoroko Shande. Ha Sandoroko Shande Kande de Oso. God, you are high above the heavens, God. Oh, God, and we honor you, God. We trust you, God, with our lives today, God. Oh, God, help us, God, to shine our lights, God, that others may see you, God. Oh, God, because we want you to get the glory from our lives today, God. God, it's all about you, God. It's all about you, God. Oh, God, we bless you, God, for being a keeper, God. God, you are a keeper, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. Oh, God, keep us, God. Keep our hearts, God. Keep our minds, God. Oh, God, as we trust you, God, as we keep our minds on you, God, have your way in this house today, God. Have your way in each of us today, God. Oh, God, we bless your name, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name, Jesus. Jesus, we bless your name. We honor you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. You're so worthy, God. Oh, God, you're worthy, God. Yes, you're worthy, God. Oh, God, you're worthy, God. You're so worthy, God. Oh, God, you're so worthy, God. Oh, have your way in this house, God. Have your way today, God. God, let your spirit rule in this place today, God. God, bless the hands of the musicians today, God. Bless the voices of the praise and worship team, God. God, as they usher us into your presence, God. God, you are already in the house today, God. And God, that's why we honor you, God. Oh, God, we honor you, God. Thank you, God. You're worthy of all our praise, God, our adoration, God. God, we just bless your name, Jesus. Your will be done today, God. Your will be done today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Have your way, God. Touch right now, God. Heal, deliver, God. Set the captives free, God. Those that are captive in their hearts, God. In their minds, God. Set them free today, God. Because you're able, God. You're able, God. We thank you, God. We honor you today, God, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, God, this morning. We worship you, Father, just for who you are. God, we thank you. you for this opportunity to worship you, God. We ask that your presence come into this place, God. Come into this place and be with us right now, God, as we worship you and we give you all glory, honor, and praise, for you are deserving of it all, God. Hallelujah. Good morning, Restoration, family, friends, those watching, good morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. The glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord, let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise.
Oh. rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Give God a praise in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your voice and give God a praise. The Bible says He lives in the praise. Hallelujah.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, how wonderful. Tribe of Judah, what a wonder you are. Lion of the tribe of Judah, what a wonder you are. Lion of the tribe of Judah, what a wonder you are. Oh, Jesus, what a wonder. Lion of the tribe of Judah, what a wonder you are. Lion of the tribe of Judah, what a wonder you are. Lion of the tribe of Judah, what a wonder you are. Oh, what a wonder you are. Say Jesus, 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 Jesus. What a wonder you are. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What a wonder you are. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, call his name. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. What a wonder.
The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. You are our peace, Jesus. You are our hope, Jesus. You are our joy, Jesus. You are my Jesus. My friend, Jesus. My comfort, Jesus. My Savior, Jesus. My Deliverer, Jesus. My Redeemer, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God. And while they were singing that song, I don't know if anybody else thinks about how God is a wonder. And I reflect back on some of the things that God has done in my life that I can't even explain. And the song says, what a wonder you are. When we read of the things that he's done in the Bible, Jesus, what a wonder you are. Oh God, help us to realize that you're still the same God and you haven't lost any power. You're a big God. You're a great God. You're a mighty God. Oh Jesus, what a wonder you are. You will look down on us and still perform those miracles. When we don't see a way out of no way, God, you still perform miracles and you still perform wonders. Help us not to forget that.
Jesus, 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 Jes
Worship is a time of refreshing. Don't forget who we serve, who God is, what he's capable of. When we're weak, he is strong. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King.
Amen. What a wonder.
I got it.
You want power? Call on the name of Jesus. My God, my God. Amen, amen. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. You do clapping for yourself. Come on and give God some praise. Come on now. I know you do clapping for yourself. Come on and give God some praise.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We're gonna try this again. And I'm gonna keep working at it till we get it right. Because God wants us to get it right. That's why he gave us another day. Now that you're through clapping for yourself, stand on your feet. Please. See how nice I was about that? Now give God some praise. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. It is now time for our creed. Amen. If you don't have one, ask the ushers and they will provide you with one. Amen. I'm asking that if you don't have one, that you wait and get one. And this is our creed. This is our declaration for restoration, our creed. Amen. Everybody got one? If you don't have one, say hold up. Amen. Everybody got one. We're going to read this in unison. Amen. You ready? Here we go. I know God watches over me and upholds me. He blessed my house. He orders my step. He blessed me with joy and peace. I know God listens to my prayers, bringing security to my home, keeping me from trouble, and assuring me of everlasting life. I believe this because I am learning to live a righteous life. I am pursuing God and his righteousness for my life and my family and my friends. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come on and give God some praise for that. And see, if you get that, if you read that and get it, there's really a blessing in that. Because he's blessing you through that. You got to trust God. Not man. Trust God. Trust God. Amen? Amen. Amen. It is now time for you to bless God. Amen. It is now time for you to bless God in tithes and offering. Amen. We're going to go ahead and take care of God's business and continue to take care of his business so we can prepare our minds and our heart for the word. Amen. 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 I don't get quiet now. What, y'all waiting on me to dance up here or something? Okay, the dance is over with. Praise the Lord. As they come forth, we're going to ask everybody to stand. Yes, ma'am, come on. We're going to ask that you follow the direction. Follow the directions of the usher starting from the rear. Your givings. Father God, we thank you now. We ask you to bless those that gave, Father God, and bless those that did not have to give, Father God. Bless them that they may have it to give next time, Father God. Father God, we ask you to multiply this 100-fold, Father God, that we may be, it may be used to uplift your kingdom, Father God. Bless each and every household, Father God, according to your will. And your riches and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I want to do this and go ahead and do we have any first time visitors? If you do, will you please stand? Amen. Amen. I will ask that you give your name.
My name is Cassie Brown. I'm originally from Indiana, and I've been in Oklahoma for about 22 years.
On the base. Hey, man.
My name is Hannah Reidenauer. I'll be 16 years old. Right. I go to online school. I've been in Midwest Meet all my life, and this is my first time.
Right. Amen. Amen. Welcome. Welcome. Anybody else? Okay. Returning visitors that hadn't been here for a while. Don't do that. Stand up.
It's been a couple Sundays. I got a new job and wasn't able to come on Sundays. I just got a full-time position. So I said, I'm coming back to church.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
First of all, I'm glad to be back.
Wait till you get home.
We'll be in separate cars.
You still gotta go home.
This is my lovely wife and our daughter, baby.
Hey, Whitney.
Give her the mic. Give her the mic.
Grew up here, Bruce saw me one morning. I took her to gym and we talked for a while. So David's back from the phone. So next Sunday before the
amen, amen, amen. Glory, hallelujah. What a wonder he is God. He is God. What a wonder.
Okay, I'm Miriam. I'm back. I'm praising and worshiping with you guys. I don't never stop coming here because this is always going to be my home. Amen.
Amen, amen. Come on and give God some praise. And I know that I'm going to say this, and I mean it with no disrespect in any form or fashion. But giving glory and honor to God, I want to introduce or reintroduce Apostle Boyd and his lovely wife, Prophetess Boyd, because they're not visitors. They're family. And they are here visiting. But they are not really visiting either because they are family. And they're from Boulder, Dover, Delaware. And I just wanted to make sure we said hello to them and I introduced them to those of you that have not met them. So if you would like to say a word or you have something you want to say, I put him on the spot.
And you will pay for that later. Amen. But we do thank God for being here. We honor the Lord. Restoration, we know just about everybody anyway. But we're just enjoying ourselves. We came, amen, for here, but we came also for Apostle Mother Taylor. So just solicit your prayers. We thank God for you. And Restoration, keep on moving.
Amen. And we definitely know our very own Apostle Taylor and Pastor Stella Taylor. Amen. So, if Restoration would please stand, and our first-time visitors and returning members that hadn't been here a while, please remain seated. Everybody else, Restoration.
Thank you. Amen. 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 Let's make it back to our seats. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Give God some praise as we return to our seating. Give God some praise as we return to our... Give God some praise. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. We got one more announcement, and then I'm going to go to my seat.
Amen. Just one quick announcement. What is next Saturday? It is appreciation banquet for our founders, Apostle Robert Taylor and Pastor Stella Taylor. Amen. Be there or be square, okay, they say. It will be at Midwest City Community Center. I hope everybody has RSVP. It will be from 4:30 to 7:30. We will start on time. Okay, so if you walk in at 4:45, you're late. We will start on time, okay? So we're going to have a good time, good food, good music, and most of all, to appreciate our honorees for all their work that they have done all through the years for the Lord. Amen? Going to give them a little hand clap now. Y'all don't have to wait till Saturday. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hello, good morning. Somebody smile, please. Oh, I got it. Thank you. Thank you. Put your hands together, come on. We cry glory to our King. Hey, we cry glory to our King. To the only wise God, we cry glory to our King. Here we go. Hey, sing a new song to our King.
Sing a new song. Our King,
to the Lamb who was slain for my being.
To the Lamb who was slain for my being.
Sing a new song to our King.
Sing a new song to our King.
To the Lamb who was slain for my being.
To the Lamb who was slain For my we cry glory to our King,
to the only wise God. We cry
glory to our King.
You are worthy. We cry
glory to our King.
Glory, glory to our King.
Glory, glory, glory to our King.
To the Lamb who was slain for my being.
To the Lamb who was slain for my being.
They sing a new song to our King.
Sing a new song to our King.
To the Lamb who was slain for my being.
To the Lamb who was slain for my being.
To our King,
sing a new song to our King.
To the Lamb who was slain for my being.
To the Lamb who was slain.
Here we go.
For
hey,
my
we
being.
Cry
glory to our King.
Come on, lift your voice in this place. We cry
glory to our King.
You are worthy. We cry
glory. King.
Yeah. We cry
glory to our King.
Come on, put your hands together in this place and bless the King of Kings. Everybody say he's holy,
holy,
he is holy,
holy,
he is holy,
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 holy.
My God is awesome,
awesome,
he is awesome,
awesome,
he is awesome,
awesome,
he is awesome,
awesome,
he is awesome,
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 awesome.
We cry
glory to our King,
to the only wise God. We cry
glory to our King.
One more time. Say we cry
glory to our King.
Yeah. Last time. We cry
glory to our King.
Cry glory to. So many people bow down to these ceramic gods, porcelain gods, that can't do a thing for them. But when I bow down to the King, things happen, things change. I'm full today. I just want to give honor first to our founders, Apostle Taylor, Pastor Stella, where honor is due. Who would have knew 24 years ago when I walked into restoration? With my ex-husband, broken. I was broken. I didn't have a clue then what God was setting me up for, and that he was putting me under your cover and your protection and putting my soul, linking it with you, because he knew what I was going to need. Apostle Boyd, Prophetess Boyd in the house. I've known them for, I know y'all think I look 25, but I've known them, 23, thank you, David. I've known them for over 40 years. I used to hang out at their house. Ooh, preteen, probably 8 years old, 9 years old. Long time ago, spend the night, and then I started babysitting, and yeah, so it's been a minute, and you guys have always been consistent in my life. Thank you. It's an honor. Who would have thought I'd be up here? I didn't. And then my baby, Deacon T.C. God gave me somebody faithful. I don't want to cry. He gave me somebody faithful to God. He gave me somebody faithful to me. Somebody faithful to my family. That man is faithful and consistent. When I didn't think that there were any more faithful men in the world. I really didn't. Huh. Angie, my bestie, I really had given up on faithful men. And my mother in love, he gave me the best mother in love. Her support is outstanding. She's always here to support me. Thank you, Mama. God is good. He didn't tell you that the road wouldn't be tough, but he promised that he would uphold you and he'd give you exactly what you need. And I'm grateful for that. Mother LaVon spoke a word about a month ago when she said, God is good even when life isn't. And I've been holding on to that because life isn't always good, but God is. And we got to remember that, because the day is coming and there are going to be days when life is not good, but we got to remember that God is good. In spite of what we see, in spite of what we feel, in spite of what is coming against us, God is good. So I'm grateful. So God, I thank you and I praise you because you are good. You are a good, good Father. You are great. You are mighty. You haven't lost an ounce of power. Thank you, God. And you alone are worthy. Thank you for this day, this privilege, and this honor to even stand here. Everything that I've done, Sabrina's done, you've looked past every one of my faults and you've seen my needs. Thank you, God. I pray, God, that the words that I speak would be only from you, that they would pierce, God, that they would fall on good ground, that our lives would change and that our lights would shine, that we would glorify you in heaven, that we would be ready, God, when you come back. I bless you and I honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. So
all my life I have been a dreamer and didn't understand. I thought I was just a little off. But as I've gotten older and have received some teaching, I realized that is a gift that some people God speaks to in their dreams. So God is always showing me dreams, and I see them very clear. I remember them. I wake up sometimes in the middle of the night and I have to record them, type them out, date, time. And I don't always understand what the dream is. Sometimes it's years, weeks, days. But I had a dream this past week, and I got up and I was telling my baby, I said, I had a dream. And I was explaining it to him, and I said, I don't know what it means. But maybe two nights later, before I went to sleep, I was laying there and I told God, I said, you know, God, whatever you want to say to me while I sleep in my dream, talk to me. I always ask God to speak to me in my dreams. And sure enough, he started showing me the dream I had two nights before that and making it very clear. So I had to get up and start writing it out. A dream I had was I went to the dealership by myself to get a car. And I picked the car out and thought I was doing something. So I picked the car out. I was happy with the car. I'm waiting on the car to get ready. And they get it all ready. I leave. I drive home with it. I get it home, park it, go inside. Then I decide to go back outside to look at my car that I picked out all by myself. And I go back outside in different lighting. And the outside is pretty. But then when I look at the inside, the leather is ripped from the front of the vehicle inside all the way to the back. The console, the seats, the inside is a hot mess. Now, mind you, it's not in the dealership lighting, because y'all know how the dealership can make everything look pretty. It's like a jewelry counter. You know how they have the lighting just perfect. So I jump back, and I'm like, oh, I don't want this. So T gets home. I'm telling him I picked out a car, but I don't want it anymore. So in his typical T way, of course, he's asking me, well, what made you go and do that? Why'd you go pick out a car by yourself? Okay, that's the voice I always use for T when I'm telling him, you know, why'd you go and do that? So we're looking at it. So he is going to take me back to the dealership to take the car, because I told him I don't want it. And then I wake up. 2 days later, when I go to sleep and God is showing me this dream, because I didn't understand it, he's explaining to me that this is us. We're pretty and shiny on the outside. But when somebody gets close and can see our interior is a hot mess. And I'm laying there like, oh God. And when we're in different lighting, because if you're in the right lighting, you look good. When we're in church, we look good because we know how to be churchy. But you catch me somewhere out and ain't nobody churchy around, I'm a hot mess. But I'm pretty and shiny on the outside. So I'm laying there in bed a couple days later, and I hear the Holy Spirit almost yelling in my ear. Ain't nothing changed. And I was like, ain't nothing changed. And I was like, I don't know. I don't understand what you're saying, God. And he gave me this illustration of, you know how when back in the day, say your friends were having a party, and let's make up a name, Aisha. Aisha was gonna, she's going with you, but Aisha's mama says that she could stay out till 2 a.m. So I go to my mama and say, well, Aisha's mama said she could stay out till 2. My mama turns to me and looks at me with that look like, ain't nothing changed. You know what your curfew is. That's exactly what God said to me. Sabrina, ain't nothing changed. He said, I still have a standard. Yes, I'm merciful. Yeah. Yeah, I still extend grace. Yeah, I still love you. But ain't nothing changed. I still have a standard. And then he started just saying, we have gotten so lax and allow just anything. But ain't nothing changed. I still have a standard. So I want to read. My hubby has, he helped raise three boys, three bonus children. And the baby boy is getting married next month. We got their wedding invitation, and it said, for the guests, neutral colors only. I started thinking, neutral colors only. And that's what we have done is, you know, neutral is just here. It's pretty much right here. You're good. And that's really what we've been doing lately is just right here. Just give it this and we're good. The way of the world is just give it this and you're good. It's like, I don't know, I'd never get the word right. When you can write with your left hand or your right hand, you hear people say, oh, it just depends on, I'll figure it out when I wake up in the morning how I feel. Ain't nothing changed though. I still have a standard. It's not based on how you feel. It's either black or white. It's either right or wrong. It's either sin or it's right. So we're going to choose, are we going to be a slave to sin, or are we going to be free in Christ? Ain't nothing changed. Let's read out of Romans chapter 6. Minister Jarrell or Pastor Gary, can you get that mic and read for me, please? Romans 6, start with verse 8 to 11.
Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live together with him. because we know the self-evident truth that Christ, having been raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has power over him. For the death that he died to sin, ending its power and paying the sinner's debt once and for all. And the life that he lives to glorify God in unbroken fellowship with him. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin and your relationship to it broken, but alive to God in unbroken fellowship with him in Christ Jesus.
So just a little back history. Chapter 5 is talking about just being justified with Christ. And it talks also about how Adam, one man, sin, brought sin into the world. Okay? However, one man, Christ, brought grace and life into the world. Okay? Christ died, and all it took was Christ dying one time to redeem us, to justify us. So then it also says in chapter 6, verse 1, so then it says, so then are we going to just sin so that grace will abound? And then it says, no, uh-uh. So we're not supposed to take grace for granted. Yes, we know that Christ died and that he extends grace. But that doesn't mean that we just live any kind of way that we want and take for granted that God's grace will abound. And then I started thinking about T and I in the house. Like we sometimes keep score, you know. We'll do Sabrina 1, T 0, you know. So are we doing that with grace? Sabrina 1, grace 10, because it says that where sin is, grace multiplies. It abounds even more. Let me read Romans 5, verse 20 in the Amplified. It says, but law came to increase and expand the awareness of the trespass. By defining and unmasking sin. But where sin increased, God's remarkable gracious gift of grace, his unmerited favor, has surpassed it and increased all the more. So the law came to make us aware of where we trespassed, where we sinned, where we messed up. However, God's grace came in. His unmerited favor, which means we didn't even deserve it, came in to wipe that completely clean, wipe that clear. When we make sure that, first of all, we got to be in right standing with God. We have to have given our life to God, ask for forgiveness, and God's grace will wipe that clean. 2 Peter 3:18, it says but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. So this scripture is talking about being careful of false teaching and falling away from our faith. So in today's term, believe in the hype. Okay? We got to be careful because everywhere you turn, there is a TikTok. There's TikTok preachers everywhere. There's a podcast preacher everywhere. And we have to be careful because people are teaching us that we can do whatever we want and where everybody's going to heaven. I am sorry. I apologize. I believe what the Bible says, and the Bible says that we have to live right, be forgiven for our sins, and we have to be aware, we have to constantly ask God for forgiveness so that we can be justified, so that we can be made righteous, so that we can make it in. And this is a constant thing. Just because I stand up here does not mean I don't struggle, does not mean I don't mess up, does not mean I don't have to ask for forgiveness. Ain't nothing changed. Believers are to grow in their understanding of the grace and knowledge of Christ. So that means to me that the more I grow, the more I realize, and the more I'm aware of God's grace. So I don't take it for granted. So I try my very best to not mess up. But when I mess up, I make sure I ask God for forgiveness quickly, because I know his grace is being extended to me, and I don't want to take it for granted. God, thank you for your grace. Quick. God, thank you for your forgiveness. Quick. Because it doesn't have to be extended to me. And, you know, every day I sit in awe and I think of how the Bible says that his grace and his mercy are new every morning. So it never runs out. It's not like he's subtracting, because I think by now we'd be in the red. We would be owing you, trying to figure out how to make up our grace. Repossessed grace. Have you ever heard the term, when you know better, you do better? I think that should be showing up in our lives. There is no way that you should be a believer 10 years in, 5 years in, and still be living the same old raggedy way. Real talk. When you know better, you do better. We should see some change. Our lives should show something. This is just the way I've always been. This is the way my aunties are. There should be some change. You're a believer. Come on. There should be some change. You know, it's like breaking your leg. You can't walk on the crutch for the rest of your life. After a while, it's going to heal. You're going to walk different, talk different, act different. Come on, believers. That your light should be shining and showing something different. So my first point, have you died to the power of sin? As believers, sin should not be controlling us. And this isn't something that we can do on our own. I know we can't do this. We can't walk without sinning on our own. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need Christ to help us. Because sin is all around. And I was reading a story about people that work in the mortuary and they have dead bodies, corpses. Do you realize that even when the body is laying there, deceased, that it still twitches and moves and jumps? It's doing what it's accustomed to do. Right, not me, not I. I wouldn't be able to do it. Well, it's sad to say, but it's easier for us to sin than it is to walk right. So sometimes we just automatically do what we're accustomed to do. So we got to have the power of the Holy Ghost, because sometimes the first thing for us to do is to, and you'd be like, oh, Lord, help me. I was talking to one of my besties this week, and she was saying, God, I'm grateful I'm saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. Because she had an opportunity to lash out and go back to who she used to be. And the Holy Ghost wouldn't let her. That's when you know there's been change and there's been growth. Because your first instinct is, who are you? And then next thing you know, you're like, ooh, Lord. And you find yourself, even though, and you sometimes you find yourself jumping up and down, dancing, looking real crazy, because you can't say what you want to say, or do what you want to do, or say what you normally would have said. But that's change and that's growth. And you should see that. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. It says, no temptation has come upon you except what is common to humanity. But God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way out so that you may be able to bear it. So this is telling me that if we're no longer slaves to sin, then we have the freedom to choose what is right. And he will provide the way out. Now, real talk, there were times when Sabrina was saved and single and would be in the car riding to go see somebody that she knew she wasn't supposed to go see. Hearing God say, turn your car around now. That was my way out. And would have a friend even call right at that time. That's not a coincidence. Just to say, hey, girl, what you doing? Why are you in the car? That's my way out. That's your way out. That's God looking for you, making your way of escape. And he'll give you the strength to say no. Especially if you're his. He will give you the strength to say no. And the strength to pass that test. Lived it, walked it. And there's been times that I failed it. Second question that I have is, who do you think you are? Romans 6 and 11 says, so you think, so you too consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. The word that jumps out at me is consider, which also means reckon, believe, or regard. So do you believe that you're dead to sin and alive in Christ? Consider means to think carefully about something before you make the decision. So you've been given an opportunity, presented something. What do you consider yourself? Who do you think you are? You're set apart. You're Christ-like. Now, this is not a brimstone, you're going to hell message. This is a relationship message. And I want to reiterate that because God loves us. He loves us so much that he wants us. He wants to see each and every one of us. And he wants us to be able to walk up to him and for him to be able to say, well done. Next. Well done. Next, well done. He's not like those school teachers or professors that just look to fail you. You remember that? that you would be like, I can't get by with this teacher. Nothing I do makes her happy. He is our Father. And he wants to see us succeed. So that's why he offers redemption and forgiveness for our sins. But he also, because he's our Father, he wants us to look like him. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. We've got to look like Daddy. Do you remember when, well, I remember when my parents would say, remember who you are. All right, Sabrina, you're a false. That means when you're out and about, people should know who you are. You should look like Daddy. We should look alike. Remember who you are. We should strive to live a holy life. So my last question is, you remember the game shows? I don't even remember what the game show was called, where the people would be running up and they had different doors. My question is, which door are you going to choose? You got two doors. Okay. Door number one, it's a huge cost. Door number one, you have to pay. Because you feel like you can do whatever you want. No one can tell you what to do. You know the people that walk around, oh, I had to get that off my chest. I just had to say that. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. And that's literally physical death or spiritual death. So door number one is going to cost you. Door number two, there's a huge gift behind this door. But guess what? It's free. And all you have to do for this door is meet the owner of the gift, acknowledge and believe all that he gave up to give us this gift. And then he immediately hands it over to you. However, the owner and this gift is so precious. He just wants you to take care of it and honor it. Because if you don't, you still can lose the gift. So while I was studying this, I started thinking of, you know how you, I'm sure some of us have been at Walmart at the checkout and you see people, they've completely scanned all of their groceries. And then when it's time to pay, they're like, oh no, I don't know where my wallet is. That happened to me one time. I left my wallet at work. I don't know where my wallet is. Standing there. And I feel like this is how a lot of us are going to end up. Standing there, ready to check out, unprepared. You've had all this time. this is my heart, my concern, my prayer when I pray for this church and the people in this church. I don't want to see us be in this church 10, 20, 30 years. And see no change. See no change in our lives. Because we're doing it all in vain then. It's not about the amount of people that fill the pews. I want to see lives changed. That's when I cry with excitement, when I see you this way, and then all of a sudden I can say, oh my God, look at how they're living now. And when I tell people, you wouldn't even believe that this was them before. That's what I want to see. Because that excites me to let people know. Like Sister Miriam, her testimony, when I say, when you see this and then you see this, it's like, wow, God. How can you say God is not real? She won't even take pain pills when she has surgery. I took her for a colonoscopy and she wouldn't even take anything then. That's how committed she is to God. I don't want us to be like that bowl of wax fruit that all our grannies and mamas had on their table back in the day. Shiny and pretty. But it had no value, no nutrition. It just looked good. I want this to be a church where people are filled and changed. So are you going to choose the door that you got to pay, that it costs you? Or are you going to choose the door where there's a gift? Because ain't nothing changed. God isn't changing because the world is changing. Everybody's looking at making everything pretty and, you know, I swing both ways with everything right now. But God is still the same. And he requires a standard. Ain't nothing changed. And this is the wonderful thing about God, is that he gives us the choice. He doesn't force himself on us. He doesn't force the decision on us. He wants us to come freely. There is no better life than the life with Christ. And I don't know what all you guys have heard. You can have fun living for God. God didn't make this life hard. People make Christianity hard. I would like the ministers to come up, please. If you want to come up for prayer, you could come up for prayer for yourself, prayer for a family member, prayer for your children. We can stand in the gap. Yeah, we heard today that God is a wonder. Only God can change hearts.
God wants to change you. God wants you to be healed. He wants you to make a decision. Is there anyone else? Every head is bowed. Every head is bowed. Every eye is closed. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we come to you now. In the name of Jesus. The word has gone forth. Freely it was given, Father God. Freely it was given. Now, Father God, let us freely receive. And as we receive, Father God, let us receive it in our minds and our hearts, Father God, that we may share it with someone else. The importance of knowing, Father God, that you never change. You are the same. Father God, if you allow us to see another day, Father God, you will still be the same God. And Father God, the understanding that your grace and your mercy is sufficient. And tomorrow it would be a new grace and a new mercy. And we thank you. But yet, Father, you have given us a choice. But Father God, give us the wisdom, Father God, and the understanding and the knowledge that we need, that we will know
that you are in control, not we ourselves. You're in control of everything. When we wake up, you're in control. When we speak, you're in control. When we walk, you're in control. When we talk, you're in control. When we breathe, you're in control. As the blood flows through our body, you're in control. We take things for granted too often, Father God. Forgive us for taking life for granted. Continuously renew our mind, Father God, that we are drawn closer to you. Father God, that we will turn away from our own mindset of thinking. That we will turn back to you, our first love. And we will have a desire in our hearts, Father God, to love, an action word, to love, to put forth an effort, to strive, to love thy neighbor, to love our brothers and sisters, Father God, like you have loved us. But first, let us learn to love ourselves, Father God, so that we can show them love. Nothing has changed, Father God. You're still the same God. You're still the same God. You're still the same God. And we will be forever careful to give you all the praise. Because you're a worthy God. All of the honor. Because no one is more deserving of all the honor than you, Father God. All the glory. All the glory. And all the praise. Because you are a wonder. What a wonder you are, Father God. What a wonder. In Jesus' name, your only begotten Son, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. You know, that was a beautiful, heartfelt word from the Lord that he used Pastor Sabrina to bring. And I pray that all of you heard it and received it. And if you didn't, go back and listen to it again. Amen. Amen. Let us stand. Pastor Sabrina, you have anything else? Amen. Well, now that we've come to this point, it's my prayer that you all have a great and blessed evening or afternoon. I had to look at my watch to make sure. I always get them days, times mixed up. Blessed afternoon. Amen. Father God, we thank you now for what you've done and what you're about to do. As we leave this place, but never your presence, we ask you to go with us. Prepare the highways and byways, and as we return, until we meet again, Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless us now. Amen
Amen and amen.